This is St. Louis Public Radio. Remember the 400 is a rallying cry that recalls the first African slaves who arrived in America 400 years ago this month, landing in Point Comfort, Virginia, present-day Hampton, Virginia. Remember the 400 is also the name of a national organization that is helping to commemorate the arrival of the first slaves. The St. Louis chapter is among the most active, hosting educational events throughout the year in the lead-up to a main event in Hampton that begins tomorrow. Several chapter members spoke to St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson not long before leaving for Virginia.
My name is Natasha Porter. I'm 21. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. When I think of the first 20 slaves that came here to America, I think of fear and I think of a dissociation from self.
My name is Sarah Blair. I am 19 years old. I'm from St. Louis, but I'm originally from Jersey. And when I think about the first 20 slaves that came here on the shores of America, the word I think of is bravery. I think of how they were taken from their homes and just pushed into these boats into an unknown world.
Hi, my name is Micah Harris. I'm from St. Louis. I'm 15 years old, and what I think of the first Africans to come in Hampton, Virginia, I think about the confusion, and like I just think about that isolation, just think about that, well, that fear that they would have.
Porter, Blair, and Harris are members of the St. Louis chapter of Remember the 400. They're at the African American Artifacts Festival, which is one of many programs that make up a part of the group's mission. The National Youth Organization acknowledges the contributions, hardships, and sacrifices of the first 20 or so African slaves that were forcibly brought to American shores in August of 1619.
How you doing, sir? Hey, have you ever heard of Remember the 400?
Who?
Remember the 400.
What is the 400?
Let me tell you about it.
That's Anthony Ross, the director of the St. Louis chapter of Remember the 400.
Remember the 400 is a for youth by youth non-for-profit organization. So we want to commemorate our history in this country by opening up channels in a positive, progressive manner to discuss our history. We want to always talk about our history every time we see something on the TV or somebody is killed or somebody is discriminated against. We want to talk about it every day with our kids.
He and about 25 others are headed to Point Comfort, Virginia, which is present-day Fort Monroe in Hampton, Virginia, to honor the 400th year since the first slave ship was brought to America. Like many people, Ross and Porter were taught that Jamestown, Virginia was the first point of landing in the New World for African slaves. Here's Porter again.
First of all, letting people know that Hampton, Virginia is the actual city where our history in America started. A lot of that isn't just on, you know, Remember the 400. We urge parents to really do their own research and for young adults to educate themselves.
Over the past year, the group spoke at schools and religious organizations about the first slaves and led webinars that highlighted Black inventors and entrepreneurs that are usually left out of history books. They also led monthly meetings to educate residents on lost African American history and created a free thinking space for people to talk candidly about racial issues that are impacting lives today. The national organization's marketing manager, Doreen Simpson, says the group's mission is to also heal the racial divide.
This is 400 years. It's a new time. Let's turn the page. Let's turn the chapter. Let's have a conversation about race and be honest about it. And how do we, on every side, heal from it and move forward for progression?
As a part of that moving forward, the St. Louis Remember the 400 chapter will be assisting the city of Hampton with its celebration. The group will be hosting a portion of the city's youth festival on Saturday. While Porter, Blair, and Harris recognize the horrors of the transatlantic slave trade, they're all hoping to bring back narratives about endurance, strength, and their ancestors' accomplishments, and not only the harsh legacy of slavery. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Andrea will check back in with the St. Louis chapter of Remember the 400 after their trip. She'll report on how they'll apply lessons learned to their mission of bridging the racial divide in St. Louis.